It's Friday, and you know, that means that we look back over favorite moments in the past week.
Sam's Friday favorite.
That means Sam's been playing in TikTok again.
Yeah, right.
And Instagram. I got another musical one for you this week.
Okay.
This is a band. Their name is Sugar in the Gas Tank.
Okay.
I know, Murphy, you want to give out your warning? Don't put sugar in the gas tank.
That's cute.
Okay. They're a pop alt band. They kind of go both ways. And what they've done is on their sites, they occasionally take a pop song and they give it a different spin. Like,
love it.
This one here, well, this is an old song. It's Green Day.
Do you have the time?
Yes.
But they decided to reimagine it and say, what would that sound like if the Beatles covered that song? So here we go.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and every day?
Wait, get ready for it.
This is awesome.
Wait. Oh, he didn't do it yet.
Okay.
But he does do it later in the song. So that's kind of what they're doing there.
I see.
We got a little Taylor Swift here.
Okay.
For this one, he decided to do the Ramones doing Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
So here.
Yeah, on the phone with together, Jesus is going up the first time that she said, cause he doesn't get to hear me like I do.
That's great. You know, a really great song, if it's written well, it can do that.
It's amazing, especially, you know, having all that Ed Sheeran stuff in court recently, to hear like, okay, you can take anything and make it anything.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, I say, this is the best one. It's Margaritaville.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Jody, the way they do it in Green Day style, but I think this song, Green Day style, could be another hit. Listen.
Nibbling a sponge cake, watching the sun bake.
Yes!
All these stories covered with oil.
See?
Strumming the six string.
Sounds like Phineas and Ferb.
It does. This needed to happen for that song.
That sounds awesome for Margaritaville.
Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
I need a whole album from these guys with all this, all these reimagined hits.
It also shows you how stylized, because that's really what they're doing.
Right.
They're imitating the style of another band, and you know that band so well that you can immediately connect with it.
So cool. What are they called again?
Sugar in the Gas Tank.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, it's Grateful Friday, and we love it when you get specific with us about the little and big things you are grateful for, and boy, have you. We'll do those next.
It's Grateful Friday, and you know, we do that to put a little positivity out there. Everybody could use a little of that.
Well, it's for you to start your day with something you're grateful for, as opposed to the problems or the struggles or the hurdles. You know how that goes. So from our Facebook and Instagram pages, we've asked you to tell us about the little and big things, and boy, did you. And I love it when you get specific. Like Peyton says, I'm grateful for the day today that I get to spend with my 7-month-old, even if it's running around to his doctor appointments. Sweet. When they're little like that, I don't know if all moms do this, but this is what I used to do. And I had a conversation with the girls the other day. I used to reach back and touch them all the time. Like when I picked them up in the afternoon in carpool, I'd reach back and just touch their hand because I just wanted to love on them a little bit. And we talked about them remembering that, and they didn't understand. I'm like, Mom, I want to play with something. You know, I want to, why? Let go of my hand, Mom.
Do you have a snack?
I used to reach back and grab Maddie's hand. I should grab mine. I didn't do it with the boys.
You
know, they don't care.
They do.
What do you want, Dad?
They would have loved it. Human touch.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy your day, Peyton, and reach back around when you're running around to those doctor's appointments. Not to be unsafe.
Correct.
Take both hands off the wheel.
Amy says, grateful for my job interview today. Good luck, Amy. Be yourself. Remember, you're interviewing them, too. You are.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what I told Taylor this week? Taylor had a job interview this week, and she said it threw her at the end of the interview for them to say, do you have any questions for us? And she just went blank. It's like, well, always go into one with questions for that you have for them as well. And if they happen to answer it, well, they just say, I only had this one, but you answered it. Right? So you have that in your back pocket?
Yeah.
Becky says, I'm grateful to have one more morning and day with my oldest son. He graduates in 15 days. He's going to college out of state. All these little moments, I'm pocketing them away for when I miss him. Oh, that's a beautiful way to put it. I'm super proud of him and all of his accomplishments. It is not easy letting go of my firstborn baby boy. You don't really ever lose him, though. He's just not in the same zip code.
He'll be back to clean clothes and eat your food.
And to appreciate you more, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That too.
Thank you, Becky, Peyton, and Amy. Keep it coming to our Facebook and Instagram pages. Grateful Friday.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Sherwin-Williams.
You guys remember this show? It was a Netflix show called Inventing Anna.
Now we get to the good part.
Can I take you order? I'm a servant what they want.
Yeah. Anna is a legend.
Based on Anna Delvey, the fake heiress, Anna Delvey, who fooled all these people, had all these people and institutions and banks giving her money. She was fronting as that she was an actual heiress, and she wasn't. She's actually, they label her as a con artist.
Yeah.
Is what she's labeled as. Anyway, that's what the show is based on. Well, she's, under house arrest now, living in an apartment in New York.
Wait, the real Anna Delvey.
The real Anna Delvey.
Not Julia Garner.
No,
right.
Julia Garner is the actress who played her and played her well.
She did.
She's a great actress.
I loved it. Yeah.
Anna Delvey is launching a weekly podcast series.
Oh, really?
And dropping a debut single, music.
During lockdown.
Yes.
Or house arrest.
The single's being recorded in her apartment, and the podcast will be done in her apartment. And guests for her podcast will come to her because she can't leave.
Is she a singer?
Apparently she is.
I mean, like real, or is this another scam?
Right.
No idea.
I'm not really sure what to believe.
That is proof you can't keep some people down. House arrest her, you would think she would want time to just be like, I'm going to start over. She's going to be throwing it out there.
Yeah.
It's the Anna Delvey Show will be coming to a podcast.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
I'll let you know where to get your free donuts today on National Donut Day.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
It's National Donut Day. Nothing to do with KFC. But anyway, free donuts today. And this was started in 1938, first Friday in June, by the Salvation Army to recognize and celebrate their dough girls from World War I who used to hand out donuts to the troops.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Dough girls.
I did not learn that in history.
Duncan is giving away a free donut if you buy a drink. Krispy Kreme, just walk in and say, give me my donut.
Oh, well, don't say it like that.
May I please have my free donut? And Krispy Kreme will say, any donut you want. It's not just limited to glaze, Murphy. So,
okay.
They have a key lime donut right now. Just saying.
You know, the glaze donuts get a bad rap, as being the boring ones. But they're,
A hot glaze is
bread
delicious.
And sugar. What
I've never
not to
understood
like.
You guys with this.
And
I can pass up a donut so easily.
And the donut mecca known as 7-Eleven is releasing a Nerds donut. It's chocolate covered with Nerds sprinkled on top.
Oh, that's cute.
If you don't have enough sugar in your donut. Buffalo Wild Wings. Hallelujah on this one. They added two new sauces. Sweet chili lime and General Tso. I am so glad General Tso. I think every chicken wing place should have General Tso.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, by the way, that's a limited time only, so get those while
you can. Get it while you can.
On the wings and also the boneless, chicken nuggets.
Hey, they're boneless wings.
Speaking of chicken, orange chicken, the big thing at Panda Express. That's the number one item. They are testing this out, the orange chicken sandwich. Taking the chicken and putting it on like a little hoagie
roll.
Why
not?
That sounds delicious to me.
What's going to happen? It's going to take off, and then all the chicken chains are going to be like, well, then we have a buffalo chicken sandwich, and we have a
chicken,
Polynesian chicken. It's going to explode.
Can you get a fried rice sandwich?
You can make one. That would be good. Have you ever had a spaghetti sandwich?
No, but I know of them.
That is so good.
Put the spaghetti in the bread, and you wrap it and eat it. So it's like a carb situation.
Yeah. It's very light. Oreo's bringing back a cookie they haven't had around for a decade, the Oreo cotton candy flavor. It's got the golden Oreos on the outside and pink and blue cream on the inside and tastes like cotton candy.
I bet that's pretty.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the Senate passed the debt ceiling bill, the Fiscal Responsibility Act, leaving it now to go to straight to the president's desk, which he should be signing it today.
Before Monday, for sure.
Yeah, shortly after the vote, he said he looks forward to signing it into law as soon as possible. Once it's signed, it caps spending for the next 2 years and, extends that debt ceiling up to 2025, after the next presidential election.
Somebody else's problem. Give it to them.
Exactly. Just pass it down.
Yeah.
Number two, there's a lifeguard shortage again for the third summer in a row.
Does that mean we have to stay out of the pool?
A miracle. It doesn't mean that, but it depends on your public pool. So the American Lifeguard Association says that half of the country's public pools are going to be like, you know, closing earlier, reducing hours, because if they don't have lifeguards, they cannot operate. Mm. And then some cities are bumping up the hourly rate that you could get paid. So in other words, if you're looking for a job and you like to be out in it, you have to have some training. It's serious work. Lifeguards are needed. And number three, the release of the new Foo Fighters album is today. Man, it sounds like the Foo Fighters.
Yes, it
does. It's their 11th studio album, But Here We Are is what it's called. The first release since the death of drummer Taylor Hawkins.
Three things for you to know today.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week, brought to you by State Farm.
Number five.
This is so funny to me. Taylor Swift fans who've been to the Eras Tour are reporting not being able to remember any of it. And if you look into it, neuroscientists say it's called concert amnesia. Fans are so excited to be there. They're overwhelmed. Emotions are at a high pitch that they leave, and everything is a high quality emotion, so nothing sticks.
Wow.
It's a real thing.
Concert amnesia?
Event amnesia.
That's a lot of money for amnesia.
It's true.
I think, you know, maybe like in the 70s, it was for a different reason.
But oh, yeah.
If you want to lower, you need to lower your expectations and in the moment say, I want to remember this, therefore maybe you'll be able to do it.
Number four.
Kim Cattrall is going to make a comeback in the Sex and the City sequel, and just like that in the second season, which we get on Max, formerly HBO Max, June 22nd. But it's not like she's on the set with the ladies, which is what we kind of all want. It's like a phone call thing. Hmm. So important to the storyline, because she was important to Carrie. Yeah. If you know, you know.
Number three.
This week we got another trailer, the full one, for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
You were baby turtles who made contact with mystery.
In theaters this summer, it's Jackie Chan and Ice Cube, enemies. Ice Cube plays the new villain, Superfly, and fans are loving the trailer. Go check it out. It'll be in theaters August the 4th.
Number two.
Will Ferrell set to play John Madden in a biopic, but not about his coaching days, Madden's, but about his life afterward when he became a broadcaster and he brought the world our first football video game. Isn't that crazy? But it's Will Ferrell. How is he not going to make us laugh? I don't know.
We'll see.
But most comedians do have that serious side.
Yeah.
Number one.
And with the success of the Little Mermaid live action movie in theaters now, you better believe Disney says we're getting a live action Moana. Get ready for the music. It's going to get stuck in your head again, but live action. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has already signed on to be Maui again. And of course, you know they're going to film in the beautiful locations where they should.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, with just so much beauty to see. And these live action movies, you could watch the Little Mermaid when on mute. And you'd think it was great.
Up next.
Jody, I have something for you that I took from my neighbor's garden, and I got to get rid of it.
Sam brought cucumbers today, and I'm so excited. Two fat, beautiful cucumbers.
Wait, did you grow these or buy these?
Good question.
No and no.
Okay.
Next door neighbor, Fred and Paula, the one with the pool that I used to always swim in.
Fred and Paula, bless
you. Now you're taking their food?
No, they bring me the food. Paula showed up a couple weeks ago with two cucumbers, not these. Yay. And then she sent the grandkids over yesterday with two more cucumbers for Mr. Sam.
See, do they know that you re-gift?
No, I'm not telling them, so don't say anything.
On
the radio.
Are these the kind of neighbors that are going for that world record length cucumber?
No. These are
very average.
These are very good looking cucumbers.
They are. They're beautiful. They're firm, average. And understand, I am a country girl at heart. I grew up with a garden in my backyard, running around barefoot. And there were always fresh vegetables in the summer.
Yeah.
And so I love being given fresh vegetables at work, especially where I least expect. Okay? I already had some in a salad. Just now, sliced it up.
Part of that was for you, but part of that is for the pickle party. Cucumbers become pickles.
I know that.
So if she was looking at, you know, variety of pickle things, well, cucumber technically is a pickle.
I'm going to tell you.
what Sam is talking about is me and Jody, our daughter Phoebe, is going to have a pickle party.
Tonight, yeah. Here's the deal, though. At our house, nobody loves cucumbers more than our dogs. Do you know that dogs, especially in the summer, love a cucumber treat? A lot of them do.
Oh. Wouldn't expect that, would you, Sam?
No, I need to try that on Gus then.
When Jody starts slicing cucumbers, they come running.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
If Sparky's in the back of the house and the hall door is closed, I hear him crying, dying. He goes, when he hears me slicing stuff for salad. And if I throw it down there, it's like the greatest thing. He's...
Oh, well, and you can give
you can give a big one or like half of one to a dog, and they'll take it into their crate and like that, like it's solid gold.
Okay, they don't make that noise like from Christmas Vacation, huh?
No, okay. But it's a safe, good thing for them to eat too.
And ranch with it?
No. Oh. And if it's cold on a summer day, even better.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Sherwin-Williams.
Maybe you knew that the Scripps National Spelling Bee happened this week, the 95th annual National Spelling
Bee. I did. D-I-D. Did.
Very good. Okay, so there's an eighth grader named Dev Shaw that won it last night, and here it is.
Samophile.
Samo meaning sand Greek?
Wait a second.
Samophile. May you please have the sentence?
Any samophile, for example, a cactus, would flourish in the Arizona desert. Can you say it for us?
Samophile? Samophile.
Samophile.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E, samophile?
That is correct. Yeah.
He won $50,000.
I would have been out on the first letter because he started with P.
You've been like Sam, S-A-M.
Yeah,
right?
That's my name. This is easy.
He cut back on all extracurricular activities late in the year at school. Exams were over for him anyway. He skipped his field trip, and he said he knew he had to study. What did he study? The dictionary. He says he spent a lot of time with the dictionary, he said, and it paid off. He's the winner. Eighth grade, $50,000.
C-O-N-G-R-A-T-S. Congrats.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
What you can look forward to if you are facing an empty nest house. Murphy and I are starting to feel, in little bits and pieces, the empty nest thing. And I don't even like those words. Empty nest. You know, I don't like that.
Because really, Murphy's still
it's a
there.
Term. Right,
that's true. It's not totally empty.
Right. I know. It's just a smaller nest, right? It's a nest where they come back all the time and hit the pantry, too. Anyway, I am looking forward to one part of it, portion of it, and I don't think I'm that different, you know, than a lot of moms and dads with this. We'll get to it.
Technically, you're not empty nest yet.
No. Phoebe doesn't move out until the end of summer,
right.
But she's already dabbling. Wouldn't you say like three nights this week she went and stayed with Taylor anyway?
Yeah, so our oldest Taylor, you know, who's been in college now for a couple of years, has her own place. Phoebe has actually gone to spend the night, and they're going to be roommates.
Mm-hmm. Which roomies is roomies again.
Right.
So funny when they brought that idea. I thought, Phoebe, you need to check with Taylor on this. And Taylor said, it was my idea. Yeah.
So come the end of July, yes, it will be just me and Jody in
and
the
dogs. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so one of my favorite things in the house is dinner time when we all, you know, just converge on the table. And I've been cooking dinner for years. And I do love that. Just the other night, they were both there. And Phoebe had just seen The Little Mermaid with her friends, and we were talking about it. She was telling us all about
live
it.
Live action one.
Yeah, and she was like, Mom, it was great. It was this, it was that, but King Triton. And I was like, what's wrong with King Triton? And it's Javier Bardem who plays him.
It's his voice.
She said, should have been Jason Momoa. And I'm like, yes, you're my child.
Yeah, but you can't. You can't do that. That's crossing universes.
I don't care
Jason
about
Momoa
that.
Was Aquaman.
Little Mermaid would make even more money if Jason Momoa was Aquaman. I mean, King Triton.
Yeah, hence the reason I wasn't involved in any of that conversation the other night, because I didn't get that.
The kind of fun combos that we have that we won't. In fact, the last time it was just you and me for dinner, crickets.
It wasn't totally
crickets.
We talk
all day long here. It's crickets at home.
I told you
how was your day, Murphy?
Yeah.
Fine. How was yours? Fine.
Just like it was when I saw you earlier today.
Sam sure was funny today.
Yes, he
was.
Pass the potatoes.
What I am looking forward to is that I will not be cooking as much. I will not be having to cook as much.
What's Murphy got to do?
I brought home chicken last night. Nothing makes him happier than that, right?
Yeah,
warm,
you keep me occupied
bucket
for
of chicken.
A good 30 minutes, yeah.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, President Joe Biden took a fall on stage yesterday. You maybe saw it at a commencement ceremony at the Air Force Academy.
Oh.
He was on stage. He had already been there like 90 minutes. He had, you know, given a speech and then shook hands with each of the 921 cadets who graduated.
Lord.
And then there's like a sandbag up there that's holding a teleprompter in place, and he fell. You know, he tripped on it.
It's okay, though.
White House says he is fine.
Right.
Number two, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, known as
NHTSA,
says that automatic emergency braking could be standard on all cars by 2026. They say they think it's going to reduce rear end collisions and pedestrian deaths.
So if I don't hit the brake, this is going to take over?
Yeah, it's a sensor that lays on the brakes. If we don't act fast enough, it would be an automakers would have like 3 years to install it in new cars and light trucks.
As long as it doesn't break willy-nilly.
There you go. And number three, even Al Pacino can't believe he's going to be a new dad.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago,
it was announced this week. He's 83, and his 29-year-old girlfriend is pregnant, and the word is he asked her to take a paternity test because he didn't think he could father children.
Where's De Niro?
It turns out that it is his. His oldest child right now is 33 years old. And by the way, he's 83, so when this kid graduates high school, he'll be 100.
Three things to know today.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
I saw the Ted Lasso finale finally.
Yay, Sam.
No spoilers here, but I do have to tell you about a special song that popped up during the final episode.
Okay.
It's Ed Sheeran. And I kind of knew this was coming. I was waiting for it because he had discussed it earlier in the season that he wrote a song for the finale. And I was like waiting for it and waiting for it. And it's like, is this it? Is this it? But it's obvious when it comes, there's a scene, and this is not giving away a spoiler, where the team is sitting around watching a video monitor of some flashbacks of their time together and their season together. And the Ed Sheeran song plays, and you just want to cry.
Out of the embers we'll rise from the ashes.
I'm getting goosebumps. I don't even know the show.
And you're not even watching the video, and you're crying.
Good for Ed.
And it's funny how the team crying translates into when they go on the field. But I'll leave that for you to
figure. Much better for him than that Game of Thrones appearance he had that Thronies hated.
He said they got him like over a year ago and asked him to do this for the final. And he said he's been writing it over the past year during his tours.
So as a fan, was it a good finale?
Yeah. It was?
Okay.
Yes. It was very good.
That's big coming from you, Sam.
Sad, but you felt right at the end.
Okay. Nice.
Closure.
Yeah. Closure. Yeah, that's the word. All right, Jody, I got a tour for you. The Trilogy Tour is coming. On the tour, Enrique Iglesias.
Okay.
But wait, there's more, because I said Trilogy. Number two in the Trilogy will be Mr. Ricky Martin.
Yes. Man, shake it.
And you're thinking, wow, this is good by itself.
Is it Shakira?
No, it's not Shakira, although I think she should be on this tour, too.
She should.
Mr. Pitbull.
Yes! Oh!
So you get Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias, and Pitbull all on the same tour. They all promise they're going to be doing greatest hits only.
Oh, my gosh. Murph.
And they're each going to take turns being the headliner, you know, different nights.
Pitbull is the most energetic show I ever saw in my life.
Yeah. Get Ticketmaster verified through the weekend, and tickets go on sale next Friday.
Wow, get warm in here.
And this is kind of cool. There's a big auction coming up with Freddie Mercury's possessions from when he was alive. Lyrics, costumes, artwork, everything. One of the things that's going to be put up for auction, the original working lyrics for Bohemian Rhapsody, song. What they've discovered is he originally wrote Mongolian Rhapsody, scratched out the word Mongolian, and changed it to Bohemian.
Oh, wow.
So we almost are singing Mongolian Rhapsody.
Still works.
Doesn't quite have the...
I think it works.
I don't know.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, how much to charge for homemade lemonade this summer in your neighborhood? It's Grateful Friday, so jump in and let us know what little and big things you are grateful for. 877-310-4MSJ, or of course you can do that online.
Social media connect.
Kelly says a Friday off is what she's grateful for, and to have lunch with my adult son. He cut lilacs. Is it lilacs?
Lilacs.
Lilacs for me and gave them. Oh, that's beautiful. Fresh flowers. Kelly, congrats on that. This is an email, guys, that came to murphysamandjody.com from Briley. Dear Murphy, Sam, and Jody, I like your show. Huh? My mom and I will be making your lemonade recipe this summer, and I will be selling it in my driveway.
Awesome.
What did you charge for a cup? Happy summer. Love, Briley. Ah, Briley, when I helped Taylor and Phoebe make that lemonade, it's like a three ingredient. It's lemons, water, and like a simple syrup that you make with sugar and water. Because of the lemons and the fresh ingredients, we were like a buck a cup. Yeah. It was like a dollar for a cup.
Yep, fresh squeeze versus country time.
And if you Google it, I remember this, and I Googled it again. Briley, if you are making stuff from scratch, or your mom, or you're doing the hard work, elbows, whatever you call it, grease, you can charge a little more.
Yeah.
You can tell them it's fresh made.
A dollar. Even $2, I'd pay that for it.
Exactly.
And not to be that dad, but shouldn't we be adjusting for inflation? Just saying.
Well, yeah, because Jody's talking about, like, what, 5 years ago, 10 right, years ago?
It's 5 years ago. You're right.
I think we're probably around $1.25 right now.
And it depends on the neighborhood, because if you live in a classy neighborhood,
you can charge more.
You can be hitting $3-5 for those babies.
You can bring out that little square thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I take cards.
The other thing is, if you're using a mix, though, you know, you might want to charge a little less. Because if you're doing a mix, it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
But you can charge less
for
that.
But does the customer really know?
I don't.
I can tell. You can't tell the difference?
You've never been to a lemonade stand with Murph. No.
Seriously, you can't tell the difference between the packaged stuff and real lemonade?
If I stop at a lemonade stand, I'm just doing something nice.
Well, yeah.
It's just good lemonade. I don't really put my tongue to it and taste it.
Yeah, but you can tell the difference.
Okay.
This is Murphy. Remember, if he tastes something, he's going to comment on it, even if it's a four-year-old. Briley, we love you. A fair price means a little bit higher if it's fresh made. Keep it coming on Instagram and Facebook.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Sherwin-Williams.
Got some Fast and Furious franchise news for you.
The great Dom Toretto.
Ah, if you never that one's still playing at the box office, by the way. It's just no match for The Mermaid.
Yeah.
Fast X is the latest. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson was not a part of this movie, but the word
is... Well, kind of not a part.
Okay, yeah. Stay for the end credits.
Yeah.
But the word is there's an untitled Fast project that he, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, will be a part of. It's a spinoff. It's kind of like a movie that will serve to bridge Fast X with Fast 11.
Yeah. Fast 11 is supposed to be like the last movie.
And the word is, you know, he and Vin Diesel have a feud going on.
Oh, no. He said it's good now.
He said it's good now, but they're not going to work together on this. This bridge thing, they don't want to be.
Yeah.
I think they may be a little too alike on the set. Somebody's like, no, this is my movie. No, this is my movie. Who knows what really happened there? Also, I want to tell you about Jen, and I do mean Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Garner, who are co-parenting because J-Lo is now married to Ben Affleck. We know that. And Jennifer Garner is the ex-wife. The word is they're all doing the best they can to co-parent together. Jennifer Garner is happy that J-Lo is back with Ben because she says she grounds him. I'm thinking J-Lo runs a tight ship. You know it.
Must be confusing when he's talking about Jen, huh?
Well,
he accidentally
says Jen. He's not getting it wrong.
Sam brought in cucumbers this morning. I know that's not an earth-shattering
thing. For everybody.
But it was his neighbor that, you know, your neighbor gave them to you, right? From their garden.
They have a nice garden. I'm surprised they don't have any tomatoes yet. Those may be coming soon, Jody.
Are you going to share those with me as well? Re-gift them?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
I thought that you were trying some of this stuff yourself. Yeah. Didn't you try the gardening thing?
Container gardening. Oh, yes.
I still have a container with a jalapeno plant left over from last year, and it's been putting peppers out.
Nice.
Okay.
So if you want some of those, you can't, because I pick them off, and then I just leave
them. Pick a pepper?
Yeah.
I want some.
I got a blackberry bush, too, but it hasn't started blackberrying.
Okay. Nice.
Cool. When you brought in the cucumbers this morning, it reminded me of the Vegetable Man. And I don't know if you had a, maybe a...
The vegetable man.
Like in a pickup truck?
When I was a kid, the vegetable man used to come by the house. He actually used to, I guess, because he knew my parents would buy all these fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
So he'd hit a couple of the, you know, the neighbors, and I guess he made rounds, you know,
that's
a couple of neighborhoods when he knew that somebody would buy. And he would just show up. I mean, it's not like he called in advance and said, hey, I'll be in your neighborhood today.
Did he have like a speaker or announce that I'm coming?
No.
A song? It's,
yeah, because the ones where I, in New Orleans, they have a couple of them, and they would drive the neighborhoods with, you know,
with speakers.
Oh, man, and so you'd hear him to know to come out and grab some veggies, like the ice cream man.
Right.
He was in a mustard-colored Volvo station wagon.
Aww.
Wow.
Yeah.
So cool.
And I just thought, but he was the sweetest gentleman. I mean, he's really nice. And not that I want somebody necessarily to show up knocking on our door to sell vegetables, but I haven't seen that in a long time, nor have I really seen the roadside stands.
I've seen a few.
Have you?
Not many, many, but I've seen a few. But
I hope that's not becoming a lost...
It sounds like it
art
could be.
Thing, you know?
When you say vegetable man, I think of my grandfather. My grandparents were the vegetable people. You would walk into their house. There would be fresh vegetables on the stove. We just had this for lunch. Do you want some? It's so good. And she would almost not stop until you ate a plate of food, of vegetables. And then when you would leave, here, baby, here, honey, take some of this. And we would walk out with bags of cucumbers and tomatoes and whatever they had. Like, they had it.
They had a guy out where you used to live, where you grew up, Jody. He'd sit on the hot side of the highway. He'd wave at people, a vegetable guy. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a couple of years, so I don't know if he still comes around.
Oh,
but, yeah, he had tomatoes and all kind of stuff. No.